We're up to the Gemara on Dalet Amud Aleph at the bottom. Nozer Olam Man Dikar Shmei. The Mishnah says, "What's the difference between Nozer Olam and Nozer Shimshon?" Who mentioned Bukhal, Nozer Olam, that we should explain what it is. Chsurei Mechsura. Huh? We read the Mishnah yesterday. Chsurei Mechsura, B'hachik Tani. Ha'omer Hareini Nozer Olam, Hareza Nozer. Person, what's it called, says he's a Nozer Olam, so it becomes a Nozer Olam. Ma bein Nozer Olam and Nozer Shimshon. What's the difference between this and a person who's a Nozer Shimshon, who's also a Nozer Olam? Nozer Olam hich bitzar o meke batar, u mevi sholosh behemus. Right? The imnitma mevi korban tuma. A Nozer Olam is allowed to take cut his hair from time to time, and when he does, he has to bring three behemus that the Nozer brings when he finishes his term. And if he becomes tame, he brings korban tuma. Nozer Shimshon hich bitzar o eno meke batar. A Nozer Shimshon can never cut his hair.
What
about scissor? The Eno, maybe, no, he can't cut a bichlal. Can't even pull it out. A Nozer is not allowed to even pull out his hair. The Eno, maybe, korban tuma, right? He doesn't bring a korban tuma. Samar says, Shmuel asked yesterday, korban hudalo meisi, avon zirus chayle. Mashman, he just doesn't bring a korban. He's not allowed to be matami. So, moni masnisim, lo Reb Yehuda, lo Reb Shimon. The Mishnah doesn't go like Rabbi Yehuda or Reb Shimon. The Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda, Omer, Nozer, Shimshon, Mutter, L'tami, L'mason. It's not just that he doesn't have to bring a korban tuma, he's allowed to be L'tami, L'mason. She came what seemed to be Shimshon, she nipna. Shimshon was L'tami, L'mason. Reb Shimon, Omer, Omer, Nozer, Shimshon, L'omer, Klum. Shalom, what seemed to be Shimshon, she yotz in his ears, Mipiv. Shimshon never made himself a Nozer, the Rabbanisha made him a Nozer. So therefore, a person who's not going to be like Nozer, Shimshon is meaningless. So either he's not a Nozer, or he's a Nozer who's allowed to mitami lemesim, but not, there's no shita that holds that he's not allowed to mitami lemesim, but if he's mitami, he doesn't bring the korbanos. So money, ir Reb Yehuda ha'amar afil lechatchila, you're allowed to mitami lemesim. Umasnisin tani im nitma, the Mishnah's mashal only if he was tami. Ir Reb Shimon ha'amar lo chayli ol neziris klal, right? And if according to Reb Shimon, he's not chal bechlal neziris. There's nothing to do with bechlal, with anything. Where it says, Lolam Reb Yehuda, and really, we should say that he's allowed to be matami. V'aydiktoni gabi Nozer Olam. Im nitma, he brings korbanos. It says over here, im nitma, he doesn't bring korbanos. But really, he's allowed to matami lemesim. That's like about Locha, the Nozer Shimshon is allowed to matami lemesim. Toni nami gabi Nozer Shimshon, im nitma. Okay, let's see the Rashi to the Rosh till here. Rosh. No rush. Okay, it's right. Lema b'plugs the hani tanoi kamiflegin. What's the machlokus of Reb Shimon, Reb Yehuda, whether a person says he's a Nozer Shimshon, whether he becomes a Nozer or not? The snan harei alaike bechor. Right, if a person made a nether has to always be bedover hanodor. Right, can't be something that's usher without being made from a nether. It can't be matvis a nether with something that's not nodder. So a person says, this bread is to me like a bechor. So bechor is something that's osur by itself as soon as it's born, not something you have to make a kodesh. So Reb Yaakov osur, Reb Yossi matur. Reb Yaakov says still it's osur, and Reb Yossi says it's mutter. My love, Reb Yehuda sover lak Reb Yaakov. Reb Yehuda, who says that a Nozer Shimshon is a Nozer, holds like Reb Yaakov. The Omer lo bo'ina dover anither. You don't need to be matfis in something that came through a nether, and Shimshon, even though his Nazirus didn't come through a nether, it was imposed upon him by the Rabbanu Shalom, right? Still, you can be matfis in something that's not neither. Reb Shimon sover lo Reb Yossi. The Omer bo'ina dover anither. Reb Shimon holds like Reb Yossi. That a bechor, since it's not something that comes through a nether, you can't be matfis a nether and asher something through that. And therefore the same thing with Nozer Shimshon didn't come through a nether, something that was imposed by the Rabbanu Shalom. It doesn't, it's not chal. Shmar says lo. The kulei alma bo'ina dover anider. Everybody holds you need dover anider. There's no such person that holds you can be matfis with something that's not neither. The shani gabi bechor, dechsi be'lashem. The rabbos is a bechor. But by bechor, it's what's it called different, because by Bechor there's an extra ribui that says Lashem, that what's it called, that that's Marba a Bechor. Okay, it says what's it called, Ish ki yidor neder Lashem. So that comes to include, Lashem comes to include even a Bechor. Okay. Rabbi Yossi Omer Lecho, Hahu Lashem, Iboy Leil Rabbos Chattas Lo'oshem. No, Lashem comes to Marba, a different thing. Chattas and Oshem. Chattas and Oshem is like in the middle. Chattas and Oshem, you can't be Menader a Chattas and Oshem Stam. You have to be Chayiv a Chattas and Oshem. But once you're Chayiv, in order to make the Korban a Chattas or an Oshem, you have to make it, you have to Makdish it. So it's something you can't be makdish b'nedava, you have to be chayiv, but in order to make it a chatas and nedava, you have to make a neder, you have to be makdish it. So I might think that a chatas and a asham is not davar hanidor, because you can't do it voluntarily. So therefore Lashem comes to include that. But a bechor, which bechlal you don't have to be makdish, that's not included according to Rav Shimon. Right? Why were you marbe more a chatas and oshem than a bechor? Both of them you can't be menader stam, right? So marba ni chatas v'oshem shekein matfison b'neder, right? L'maisa, the way that a chatas and oshem become a chatas and oshem is through hekdesh, through making a neder. Umotzi ani es habechor she'ein matfison b'neder, but a bechor bechlal is kodesh mirechem. As soon as it comes out, as a firstborn, it's Kodesh. You don't have to do anything to make it Kodesh. Rabbi Yaakov Omer Lecho, what does Rabbi Yaakov say? Bechor nomi matzis b'neder. No, Bechor also, you are makdish. Ditanya, shel beis Rabbeinu Omru, menayin lenolad lo Bechor besoch edro, shemitzvah olav lakadisho. Even though the Bechor is Kodesh mirechem, there's a mitzvah to be makdish it. Right? To make it Kodesh, kedushas peh. Shenemar, even if you didn't do it, right, it's still Kodesh, but there's a mitzvah to do it. Shenemar hazachor takdish, right? It says b'feirish by b'chor takdish. Rabbi Yossi Omer Lecho, noy de mitzvah takdish, so ilo makdish lay milo Kodesh, right? But lemaisa, and Rabbi Yossi also know, lemaisa einachanam is a mitzvah makdish, but it really doesn't accomplish anything, because even if you didn't do anything, it's Kodesh. Mashein echatas and an osham, if you weren't makdish it, it's not kodesh. You can't be makdish it voluntarily, but once you're chayiv, you have to be makdish it. So that's why he holds your marba this one. And he holds no, since there is an inyan to be makdish a bechor, so it's the same thing. It's a bechor no matter what. But you have to be makdish it, right? You can be makdish it, it's called dovra nidor. Okay. Let's go and see the rush. Harei alai ki bechor. Imoma harei alai kikur ze ki bechor. This bread should be to me like a bechor. So Yaakov Oser, soka daitach, the lo boy shiyat v'shadovra nidor. The Gemara thinks now in the Havamina that we don't need something that's dovra nidor. Bechor is not dovra nidor at all. And you can be matfis and make something oser like a bechor. Ela afilo haitfis v'dovr ha-oser. To go and bechor, she could do shosom irechem oser. But we now think that Rabbi Yaakov holds that you can be makfis afilu b'dover ha'aser. Right? This thing should be like chazer. Right? So it should also work. My love, Rabbi Yehuda Sforlik, Rabbi Yaakov, the Shimshon nomi lo nodu b'nozer al pi amalachaya nozer. Shimshon wasn't, nizir Shimshon is not dover ha'nodur, it's dover ha'aser. The Rabbanishon made him a nozer. The verse is low. The kulei alma boy dover ha'nodur. Everybody holds that you can't be makfis with something that's not, doesn't come through a nether. Shani gabi b'chor d'ksiv Hashem. Umar bina minei bechor. The havi ke'ein dover hanodor, the domi lekotchim. The maisa, even though bechor itself is not dover hanodor, but it's similar to dvorim that come through a nether, because it's kodesh, hekdish, and most hekdish comes through a nether. So this also is included. The chain Rabbi Yehuda nomi, marbi lashem, the chsiv gabi nozer shimshon. The domi lashar nazirin. And the male lashem also includes by nozer. It says also, Nozer, Lahazir, Nozer Lashem, that it comes to include a Nazir Shimshon. Why? Because even though that in itself is not Dover HaNodor, but it's like all other Nazirim, which are Dover HaNodor. Just like we're Marbe Bechor, which is like other Kodshim, we're Marbe Nozer, which is like other Nazirim, even though this one specifically is not a Dover HaNodor. Inami, the Rebbe Yehuda Sover, the Shimshon Kibel of Nazirus, Kishigia Lichlau Shnosov. That Shimshon also, accepted the Naziris. It was imposed upon him when he was young. When he grew up, he was Makabal himself Naziris. So Naziris Shimshon also has the aspect of Neder. Another possibility is that Manoach made Shimshon the Nazir. The Malach told him to do it. And the halach is that a father, we'll see later, and the Mishnah is coming up, that a father can be mother his son, Benaziris. Right? Tinamrin ha'ish mother is beno benazir. She came at fisim benedir, the alpha pisha boy in chova, mikoma kom tzorech lagdishon. Even though a chatas and an osham, you have to bring, right? And you can't voluntarily be makdish a chatas and an osham. Once you have to bring it, you have to be makdish it. Okay, let's go on. Gabi Nazir Nami Hakshiv Lashem. Lechora by Nazir also says Lashem. What do you include with that? Right? Hahumi Boyele Lechidatanya. He needs it to tell me the following. Not Nazir Shimshon, but the following. Omar Shimon Atzadik. Miyomai lo achalti Oshem Nazir Tomei Chutz mi Adam Echad. I never ate the Oshem of a Nazir Tomei except one time. Because I was always choshesh that the people, once they became Tomei, like we said, they had charata from their Naziris, and it's like bringing Chulun Lazora. Really, if they would have had their choice, they wouldn't have made themselves a Nazir if they knew they were going to become Tomei and add so much extra time of not drinking wine. And therefore, since they had charata, they don't really want to bring these korbanos. So it's like Chulun Lazora. It's not mamish Chulun Lazora, but like we said, it's like Chulun Lazora. He didn't want to eat from that Asher. So, except one time. Chutz mi odom echot, sheboi elai min adorom. This guy came from the south. Yothi einayim v'tovroi, very handsome guy. Ktsosov, kseduros lo tatli, had a beautiful head of hair. Omarti lo b'ni maro isa l'shachi sar noze. Why'd you become a nozer? You have to cut off all your hair, shave your head. Right? Why would you want to ruin your nice hairdo? Omarli roe hayisi lo avi b'iri. I was a shepherd in my hometown. And I went to draw water from the well. I saw my reflection in the water. I said, wow, you're really a handsome guy. You know, you could, the Yetzirah started to be aroused in him. So I said to myself, what's it called? As if speaking to another person, you bum. Right? Why are you getting so enthralled with your beauty, and it's going to lead you to Aveira, and in the end you're going to be buried and be turned to worms. So I made a nether then to be a nazir. I'm going to shave off this hair l'shem shamayim. So Shimon HaTzadik said, I kissed him on the head, right? Since his hair really was now a Dover Kaddish because he was going to let it grow and cut it, l'shem shamayim. Omarti lo kamos chayibu nazirim b'Yisrael. People who come to Zirim should be like you. More people like you should become Nazirim. Olecha kosev omer ish kiyafli lindor neder nazir l'hazir l'Hashem. That's really l'shem shamayim. Okay, the Rosh. Lo achalti, yeah. L'miyomei lo achalti oshem nazir tamei, demitoch sherabba olav yemeni ziruso, mischarit v'karbonos of krovin lios chulim bazor, like we explained. V'shimshin lav nazir havi, v'oksiv ki nazir Elohim yianar min adetin. Right, that the Malach told him that the child has to be a Nazir. He says, no, Hasam Malach Udeko Amar. The Malach proclaimed him a Nazir. Not that he is supposed to become a Nazir when he's born or later on. How do you know Shimshon was Matami Lemesim? Right, I killed 1,000 people with the jawbone of a donkey. Dilma Gruye Goribu. Below Nagabahu, he threw it at them. He didn't kill it when he was holding it and became Tomei to them. He threw it from a distance. He killed 30 people
And even though a goy is a machlokas, whether he's matame b'ohel, but he's vari matame b'mago masa, so he couldn't be a nozer, is not allowed a matame to a goyish body either. And here it says he stripped them. He stripped them. He had to touch them. So my dilma ashlochinu bereisha v'hoder katina. No, maybe first he stripped them, then he killed them. And he killed them not by touching them. Killed them, what's it called, from a distance. It says vayach vayikach. No, it says the opposite. First he killed them, then he took the clothing. It says the dilma goshen shavinan. Maybe they weren't dead; they were just a goses, right? And when he stripped them, ela gemara gemirile. It's a mesora we had that a nozer shimshon is allowed to matami lemeisin. To the rosh malachu dechomer avol manoach lo hidiro. It's not that the malach told manoach to make him a nozer. The Malach proclaimed him a nazir. Ilema midichsi belechi achamori kesi alatish nirali de mehai krolo maisi midi devoso shoa boalo plishtim uchach lava al nafshel. That was pikuach nefesh. Right, a nazir is allowed to kill people who are coming to kill him. So the Rosh says Mustafa, this is not part of the Gemara. The dilma gruye gori bahu kolomer zorek b'machetz the hargam the heimam kizor the Hamam kizorik chetz, right? Means what's it called? That maybe he threw a jawbone at them, and not that he killed it when he's holding it. The dilma gosim shavinu vafilam and yomer peragimul meaning the nazar also liga begoses. Later on, the Gemara says that a nazar is not allowed to touch a goses, right? Hachalav gosim mamish el smuchin legosim. They weren't mamish gosesim. They were what's it called? In other words, he knocked them out, right? And then he took off their clothes, and then they died from that. But they weren't mamish ghosts. The nearly lechalik ben ghosts b'day shemayim ghosts. Another possibility is a person who's dying. So once he reached the level of gesisa, a machlokus whether ghosts is kechai or kenes. But if you guy's perfectly alive and you knock him out or something and cause him to be a ghosts, then he's still considered alive. Okay, let's we'll stop here. Next part is Nozer Ola. Goy is Matami. It's just not Matami, but Oel. It's Machlokis from Shimon and the Rechachon where the Goy is Matami, but Oel. What?
Even for a Goy?
Yeah. A Goy, to touch a Goy, there's a Machlokis whether a Goy is Matami, but Oel. But he's Vari Matami, but Negiyah. Right, it's only Adam by what's it called? By Adam Kiyomus, but Oel. But Negiyah, even a Goy is Matami.